Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Protect your family's future with life cover from Zurich. Talk to a financial broker to find out more.
Children up and down the country, they take a crayon to paper and they scribble on it and they say, look, mommy, look, daddy, isn't this great? Now, art, of course, is a freedom of expression, a journey through the world of colour and imagination and discovery. But for parents, realistically now, it's an ever-increasing pile of paper on the kitchen counter or stuck to the fridge with an equally growing sense of guilt before inevitably throwing them in the bin. I know an awful lot of you do it well before time. I'm joined now by artist and educator Vanessa Scott Hayward from the Craft Corner to talk through a few ways to deal with the budding Picassos. Vanessa, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Cormac. Nice to see you again.
So do the art and bin it. Is that right?
Well, I would say that you, to be nice, you can't keep every piece of creativity that your child brings home, and you shouldn't feel guilty about that. But what I would say is there's a few life stages that the artwork should go through before it does exit the house, if it does exit the house. And one thing I'd recommend is when your child brings home some artwork, talk to them about it. So just even like 30 seconds in the car trip home from school or art class, ask them some questions, like tell me the story about it, because it could be, like you say, a very abstract scribble. So by asking them, you know, what's this about? Or tell me the story here. Or that's a really interesting colour. They'll remember that time, like talking to you. And also, if they've put their heart and soul into this little creative project, you showing interest in that, that's really important. And it'll boost their confidence. Mm-hmm. And that memory will really stick with them.
Yeah.
So that's one important thing to do, I think.
You're right, I think, especially about having the conversation with the kids, because very often there's a brilliant story behind the art as well.
Exactly.
What about people who keep art? They keep an awful lot of things, don't they? But what about people who keep art for life?
Well, I would say there's a lot of ways to keep an artwork without actually having a giant pile of paper that ends up stuffed under the bed. Because when you think about it, like if it's stuffed away, you don't get to see it. One of my favorite ideas is when your kid brings you an artwork, take a photo of it, write the date on it, even maybe write a little bit about that story that they've told you. Take a photo, pop it in a folder on your phone, and then you can upload them to one of those photo apps to make a photo book. Mm-hmm. And then you have that photo book that you can flip through. So it's a nice way of having a visual memory that you might actually look at, maybe look back with your child with them, rather than just putting them in a box.
Yeah, not keep the actual.
Exactly.
So because I walked into this is, I swear to God, Vanessa, I walked into a house once and up on some kind of a tile, there was a little bit of hair, a tooth glued to the, and some toenails as well. I kid you not. And I said, what's that? And they said, they're little mementos from a child's life. And I said, who? And in walks from the kitchen this 30-year-old Ludramon. Is that just not sad and disgusting?
Oh, yeah, that is definitely an interesting choice. I'm not sure it's one I'd make.
Is it art, though? Could it be art?
Well, it's creative expression, so you could say yes, that anything can technically be art. But it's definitely personal choice as well and personal taste. But I would say as well, you know, if you're keeping the art, there's like, give your child ownership of it. So like a space in their room for it, or maybe like a shoebox, so you're limiting the space, because like you say, it can grow like exponentially.
But then you have to empty the shoebox, don't you, every now and again?
You do, yes, but you can also talk to them about it. Like if you are putting it in the recycling bin, depending on the age of the child, you can make a story out of it. Like, well, where does it go when it gets recycled? And, oh, look, this is made from this, you know, cardboard box we have is made from recycled paper. Does that mean that at one point that was your artwork, or your artwork is going to end up in something?
And what age do you stop having those conversations, Vanessa? I get the sense that you're talking about a 5-year-old, not some 30-year-old younger one.
I'm talking about younger children, yes. We'd hope at the age of 30 they've taken it with them, hopefully. Well, I'd also say, though, that as children grow older as well, they'll take more time on their artwork, and the volume of artwork will get less. Like lots of the students in my art classes, say like third class and upwards, they'll actually start bringing in sketchbooks to show me. So they'll start putting it in a smaller format and they'll have sketchbooks. And that's actually a lovely gift to give an older child.
Yeah. See, you're obviously very clever. You're obviously very clever in the Craft Corner. Vanessa Scott Hayward from the Craft Corner. I'll leave you with this text to 51551. Upcycle the artwork for wrapping gifts. Works a treat in my house.
Yeah.
I tell you, we have very clever listeners as well. Vanessa, good to talk to you. Thank you very much indeed for the sound advice. That's
Thanks
Vanessa
so much,
Scott Hayward from the Craft Corner.